Thank you for calling customer service. Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Cynthia Hansen, ma'am. Miss Ashley, I want you to take a look at my account. I did not order anything from there.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code?
68776.
You said 68776?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your name again, ma'am?
Cynthia Hansen.
Yes, ma'am. And for security purposes, can I have your address?
322 East 20th, South Sioux City, Nebraska, 68776.
And you said you were calling about what, ma'am?
A bill on my charge card. What is that? I never ordered anything.
Ma'am, do you remember on the 9th of this month ordering earbuds and a watch?
Ma'am, I did not order that.
So you saying it's fraud?
It is fraud.
Okay, one second. One second, ma'am.
Look, I know you have me on mute, so open up. I want to talk to you.
Ma'am,
you
were refunded today?
Yes, and there's a different thing. I realize that's the same thing. What is going on here? What are you guys doing? This is fraudulent as hell. You guys are not reputable, and you young lady should be ashamed to be working for a company like that. I think you sound very talented. I think you could find something better. You might want to think about that.
Yes, ma'am. The $69.97 and the $64.97 was charged because after 14 days, if you don't call to cancel, they would charge you the full price, which was the $69.97.
No, that isn't what it said when I went through that. And I'm 70 years old, and I was frauded. And I'm going to report it to the charge company, okay?
Ma'am, they already refunded you your amount.
They can refund me, and I'm glad they did, but I'm still going to report it. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
But it has nothing to do with you. You're working there, but it does reflect on you as an employee. If you continue to work for a place like that, I've been a telemarketer. I'm 70 years old, and I've never, never allowed myself. There's plenty of telemarketing jobs out there. Find a good one.
Yes,
that you're
ma'am.
Not frauding people with. Thank you. Bye.